Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
And now it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk off name. I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk off.
See, because I paid a link for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now. All right, hello and welcome to the TagCast Podcast, episode number 10. I'm Terry Guile. He is...
Gatch. I am Gatch.
We're double digits, dude.
I know, 10. Number 10.
It's fucking awesome.
We made it.
We got some metal going on in the background. I was feeling pretty metal today.
Right on. What is that you're rolling?
It's New Accept.
Right on. Are you playing it on vinyl? Because it's skipping.
No. I'm playing it off. I'll be honest. I'm playing it off of YouTube.
Oh.
But I was wondering what they sounded like without Udo Dirkschneider.
Is that the singer?
Yeah. Anyway, they're coming to Portland with Creator pretty soon. So if you guys like metal, you should go check that out.
They were pretty well known for their singer, right? I mean, he had such a distinctive voice, right?
Yeah, and he was short and wore camo. He was weird looking. He was a weird looking dude.
Right on. So they're touring with Creator.
Yep, and they're coming to Portland. A lot of bands are skipping Portland these days.
Why is that, you think?
Because people don't come out to shows as much as they should.
They only come out at night.
Is that an Accept album?
I don't know. Is it?
It could be.
I don't even know where I got that from.
That's an old saying, I think.
So what'd you do this last weekend?
I had a shitty weekend as far as doing anything. I didn't do nothing.
Oh, you didn't do anything?
No, we went to the Piner Picnic and checked it out for a while, which was...
The local town.
You know what it was?
Boring.
It was boring?
Yeah, it was shitty. It used to be like the rage when you were kids because the carnival came to town. And granted, carnivals don't have anything to do with pioneers or picnics.
They don't.
But they have a lot to do with kids.
They had the hammerhead.
They had the hammerhead and the spider and the scrambler. Yeah. And they had the, you can get a goldfish by tossing a ping pong ball into a...
Nice. Nice. And then eat it? Can you eat it if you do that?
Well, you could. I guess you could do it. It's yours to do whatever you want with it.
Right on. Mm-hmm. I heard a story about some people that one time they were winning goldfish that way, and they were eating them right in front of the people, and they actually wouldn't sell them any more ping pong balls after like three or four fish that they ate. Right.
Pretty soon, Pete is going to be down there just like, what the fuck? Is,
yeah.
I don't know. It sounds like something Steve-O would do.
Those goldfish always die anyway.
I think they live better in your stomach.
They might.
You saw that when Steve-O puked one up, right?
Yeah.
That was pretty rough.
So do they still have the carnival over there?
No, there's nothing except for some gay booths that sell like soap and neck coolers.
Is it like gay soap?
It's homosexual soap. Yes. It's gay soap. No, they just sell like dumb stuff that people don't really like.
Yeah.
Popcorn and... They have some spelling bees for the kids and a talent show, and we watched the pie eating contest, which reminded me of Stand By Me.
Yeah.
And there was this kid that looked like lard ass from the movie.
Yeah.
And he was all like, I don't know, he had some kind of tick, and he kept like, he'd put his hands in his armpits, kind of like Mary Catherine Gallagher.
Yeah. And then he'd smell them?
He would go like this, and then you can't see me on the internet, but he'd hold his hands out, and then he would like squint his eyes really hard. And he didn't win, but...
No? How many pies were eaten for the winner?
They only had you eat one pie and whoever did it fastest won.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't sound very exciting.
Fastest time was like 6 seconds.
Wow.
But they were just little pies.
Oh, they were like little moon pecan pies or whatever?
Blueberry pies. And you couldn't use your hands.
Yeah.
You're just like...
Did you have to eat all the crust or just the filling?
Yep, you have to eat everything.
Even the aluminum?
Yep.
You had to eat the aluminum as well. See, people were getting sick all over the place.
Most official contests are like 12 minutes. How much ever you can eat of something in 12 minutes.
Yeah, this is more for the kids just to get their face full of blueberries.
But they have a mayonnaise eating contest. Ooh, like an official.
I saw that.
It's like, I don't even
this
know what the record
ate, like,
is, but it's
two,
like pounds.
Dude, he ate 2 32-ounce bowls of mayonnaise.
Yeah, that's
with a spoon.
Yeah, yeah, with a spoon in 12 minutes.
Could you imagine what would be happening later that day?
No. Well, with, I could.
Does that segue to our talking shit episode?
Well, yeah, okay.
Segment,
yeah,
I guess.
Sure.
You got some shit to talk today?
I got some shit to talk about. Somebody at work, and I wanted to figure this out beforehand, and I guess I'll put a link up if I do find some evidence. But he told me that if you eat a lot of black licorice, it'll turn your shit green.
Well, you'd think it would turn it black.
You would think.
I don't know. Well, I don't even eat black licorice, but there's been a time or two when it's been kind of green, and yep. I don't know, too yep. much Mountain Dew, maybe. I don't know.
Was it electric green?
It was baby shit green, which was weird because I'm a grown-up.
Maybe
up.
Had some baby food.
No, no.
Some split green pea soup?
Nope. Nope, I don't eat that stuff anymore.
Right.
It makes me sick.
I think we can do an early flush on that segment,
okay.
probably.
There we go. That was bad. you don't know how bad baby shit smells. We've been watching this little kid at our house the last few days. And like uh-huh. I said before, I love kids and everything, but I fucking hate kids. No, he's a good little dude, but he's stupid because he doesn't talk in full sentences and pees his pants and stuff. It's like a retard.
Yeah.
No, he's only two. He's not retarded. I was just kidding. That's mean.
But yeah, he's going through the pee your pants kind of
He's going through going in the toilet like a big boy.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. But sometimes he's just fucking with us and he's like, I got to go potty. And well, he doesn't say that. He's like, potty? Or I don't know. He says some weird word. That's a kid that calls me Kepi, which I like.
Yeah. Did you see the definition?
Yeah, it's when you're really stoned and laid back.
Yeah. I thought, man, he knows.
The second one wasn't
very
good.
He knows more than you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the second one, I can't remember what it was.
You're
it was
masturbating
like,
until the skin looks like the neck of a Concorde. Which, what? Urban Dictionary. What does the neck of a Concorde even look like? Those things are endangered, aren't they?
I can only see like the neck of a vulture, but I think I'm almost like picturing just that loose skin. That loose skin.
It's like the opposite of Reltney, which I don't know if anyone remembers that band, but they
I do not. Well, I do, but
that was me and Pat.
I've
and
never
Lance.
saw them.
And Gary, I'll take them all. Chapman, remember him?
Yeah,
I saw him out at the Dixie not too long ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he looks like a regular dude now.
Hmm.
Isn't that weird how people turn into like regular dudes?
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear the news? Rodney King died.
What?
Yeah, that was a precursor to our next segment called What?
A segment? You got a segment on that now?
We're going to have one.
I didn't even know that.
I'm sneaking things in on you.
What?
No, they found Rodney King dead at the bottom of his swimming pool.
See, when you said that, I thought you were just like making a joke because I thought he had died way back when the...
It was way back other
that
day.
Was just an immediate thought. Sometimes you get immediate thoughts in your head and then you know you're wrong almost right away.
Well, no, he did die. And so I kind of looked into his life after he got beat up by the cops and uh-huh. started the riots and all that stuff. He won $3.8 million.
That's nice. That's a nice chunk of change.
And then he started a record company that failed and he spent all of his money. And
Was it a country music label?
I think it was rap.
Okay.
Gangsta.
You know the name of it or anything? I wonder if it was like...
King of the Hill. Rodney King of the Hill Records. I don't know. No, but his neighbors said at 3 a.m. they heard some music playing in the backyard and then they heard a splash, but they didn't think anything of it.
Yeah.
And then the cops came at like 5:45 a.m. and he was pronounced dead at the hospital at 6:11 a.m. 47.
Yep. He used to play a lot of cards and his least favorite suit was the club.
That's racist. That's
what?
Can't we all just get along?
No, it's the beating club.
I know. I saw a cool Jack of Spades on the internet the other day. It was Jack from The Shining.
Yeah.
And he had a typewriter and an axe. Said, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. one of my favorite movies. Hey, do you ever go to class reunions? You ever been to a class?
No, I have not. And I don't have any desire, really.
Can't remember who. Oh, I think it was Jake Quinetta I was talking to the other day about those. And they want you to come and pay $20 to go to some place that you don't even want to go to hang out with people that you don't really want to hang out with. Otherwise, you probably would have, like,
stayed in touch.
Exactly. And I've gotten a thing every year. This year was 26.
Yeah.
26-year class reunion. I thought it was like every 10 years only. I think people are making money off this.
I think I'm on that list of they can't find you. You know, that list of...
they want you to join this website.
Even though a few I have let on Facebook.
Hey, Facebook, speaking of that, we should check out... We've got some new likes on our page.
Do we have any likes? Names?
I think we're up to 56.
Nice, 56.
I would like to give a shout-out to one of our latest likers. Is Patrick Thomas Perkins. He's a comedian from Portland who does a podcast at the Cannabis Cafe.
Nice. I would love to go there, but I do not have my card.
I think we could go there as comedians and a radio podcast with him if you want sometime.
That'd be awesome. I would love to do that.
So, you know, when I look at my likes on this page, I can't see them.
You have to click on the latest likes, and then it goes to a like page.
It's making me feel stupid.
Yeah. It took me a while to find it, too.
I got a new friend request from somebody named Judas Hundus.
Oh, yeah. That's Tom.
Oh. Tom, Sean's friend? Tom.
Judas Hundus.
Tom from comes down to the Dixie to the shows and
with
stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. I think it's a promotion name or
I will confirm
something.
Then. I was scared. That name scared me. Judas Hundus.
I know. Yeah. I was meaning to ask him.
What that meant.
Yeah. Because Judas, I don't know the Bible very well, but that is a biblical figure, right? Judas?
Judas Priest.
Yeah, Judas Priest. Rob Halford was in the Bible.
Yeah. That was before they hated gay people. So I've been seeing a lot of things on the news about God hates fags.
Really?
God hates fags, yeah. And this one lady said...
How do they know?
And they're like, that's bad, you shouldn't say this. And the lady goes, I don't hate gay people. God does.
Well, I guess that kind of you're hating from another source.
So speaking of that, have you ever watched that movie with Bill Maher called Religious?
Yeah, I have.
Dude, that is a good movie. That's a good one.
I
so
get
funny.
One of those.
He comes against those people, well, not against them, but he goes into those churches down south and stuff, and they're like, "I don't want to be no part of this. If you're trying to come against my God,
and they'd walk out."
Yeah, he's like, "Well, I'm just saying, you know, you guys say that it's not okay to be a fag, but you still wear blended clothes and eat fish and stuff. You pick and choose. You cherry pick what you're not supposed to do.
Exactly.
And then you say, well, it's okay for me to do this because that's what I like to do, but I hate fags. Well, I don't hate them. God does.
Yeah. Well, that's a great movie, and I thought you made some great points about, you know, like, nobody really knows.
I watched it late, so I did fall asleep, but
it was a good movie.
Oh, here we are.
It's interesting.
Here's our likes. I found them.
Oh, right on.
So, some people we know, Jesse Priest.
Nice. You know Jesse Priest.
He likes us. Albert from Decontinuum. You guys out of here? All right, our special silent guests on the podcast are now leaving, so you guys take it easy.
Rock on.
Only you know who you are.
Yes.
If you even listen. No. All right. Got a lot of people from Portland. We got Gabe Dixon, my buddy, who came out to some shows up there, and Nick Woos.
Nice.
Some of these people, I don't know. Do you know Spumante Kirby?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay, good.
Yes, I do. An old school buddy and friend.
And don't forget about Adrian Bacon Farrell.
I know.
Hope you got your Depends on, buddy.
I know.
We're dropping your name again.
I know.
That's funny. So there's just a few of the people. Sorry if we didn't mention you. But hey, if you're not on our list, get on there. Zach Smith. I see him.
Paper Train. I saw Adrian. I checking out his profile, and it said that he was from Iraq. He was in Iraq, not from Iraq, but he was in Iraq.
Bacon?
Yeah, and then I asked him, and he said he was in Canada.
Yeah, I thought he was a Canuck.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's related to Kevin.
I don't know. I was wondering if...
Kevin Bacon. That's what I say to Kevin Bacon.
Fuck off!
You ever watch those late-night TV show infomercials? well, not infomercials, but the QVC and all that kind of crap where they're selling like knives and stuff like that.
Sometimes if I've got the TV on and it goes past 2 o'clock and I don't realize what I'm watching, I'll look up and see some of that. But I don't typically watch them. Did you see one that caught your eye?
Yeah, I did see one that caught my eye. I was just watching it because sometimes, you know, you see some funny stuff on there. But the one guy, he was selling survival knives and he was talking them up. And then he mentioned that, you know, you got to have your survival knife because the end of the world's coming December 21st.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that.
And then, he said that, you know, of course, you got to watch out for the zombies now, too. And I thought, man, is he serious? Survivor? I think he might be. I think that really was a selling point.
Well, see, they've been selling knives on TV like that forever. Like, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago. Do you want to buy some knives? Because I got a bunch still. They had this deal.
Did you ever buy the
big
deal?
I was so fucking stoned, and it was like 2:30 in the morning.
I was close.
I'm like, 200 knives.
That's the one.
For $100 or something like
it's like $200
now. Yeah, for $100 a knife. And like it comes with one bonus big huge samurai sword and like three big ass zombie killing fox hunter and a different kind
of
smaller one.
And then like
20
of each of a bunch of
other ones. Exactly. And I bet I've sold over $100 worth of them just at yearly garage sales. And I've given away as Christmas gifts and I've still probably got like 50 knives.
That's what
left.
I was thinking. I mean, a buck a knife.
There's
and
no
the
way
guy kept
wrong.
Saying a buck a knife. I was like, it's in my head now.
And the littlest one is even worth a buck. You know, it's a tiny little, it's called a June bug.
Yep.
It's a little plastic piece of shit locking blade, but it's good for, you know, gutting out of fish.
It'd be great if you went to flea markets, I was thinking especially, you know.
Right.
Well, I don't even know. I guess, would it be legal to be selling knives at a flea market, I guess?
As long as you weren't wearing a turban.
Well, I'm kind of brown, so I might have, you know, sometimes I put my turban on, my Santa hat turban.
You might get attacked if you do that in the wrong place at the wrong time. Okay, well, let's see. You don't have a timer going today, do you?
No. I got one in my head, though.
In my head. Hey, there's our sound guy.
Welcome, Jeff. Hey, you should go out to the Dixie. Have you been out to the Dixie lately, Terry?
Not lately. What's the Dixie?
The Dixie is right on Highway 99. It's a bar.
I heard it was
a saloon.
Yeah.
It's the Dixie Creek Saloon.
Wait, I've heard of that place. That's a place that has like live music over three nights a week.
Yeah.
Karaoke on Thursdays.
Yep. On Tuesday, they have singer-songwriter night.
Ladies' night on Friday.
Yep.
They got breakfast every day of the week. They're open at 7 a.m.
Yeah. They're musician-friendly, too. You know, they're musicians themselves, and they really cater to having live music out there and fun.
And they're cool people, too.
Yeah, it's like a giant house party when you go out there. They got a nice lawn.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Outdoor shows in the summertime, so go check it out. It's 32994, I believe, Highway 99E in Tangent.
You can't miss it out there, really.
Nope, it's the only place on the strip.
Yeah.
And it's right on the strip.
Yeah, if
so
you're driving by and you miss it, then you probably have your eyes poked out by
birds.
If
you do miss the Dixie... It's your bummer.
I do miss the Dixie. I haven't been there in a few days.
Well, I'm going to have to go back pretty soon. Is that good for our first little spot there for the Dixie? That was what we call
Thank
a live
you,
read.
Dixie.
Yeah, Dixie Creek Saloon. Now we're going to go to our first official segment of the... Oh, no, we already did Talking Shit segment.
Yeah.
This is our new segment. It's not new, but it's a new little thing. Check this out.
I don't know what this is.
What?
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 All right, so this is where I...
when did you do that?
I just made that last night. That was every what from every episode in the last 5 weeks.
When?
What? And there was
awesome.
A couple of non-Dustin whats in there. There was a couple,
for sure.
There was a Chris Castle's what, and there was one of my
contagious.
Whats in there. Yeah, so... That's the little bit that I'm going to do when we come into the stories that are hopefully going to make you say what if Dustin doesn't say
I've
it at home.
I've already forgotten.
You're going to say what. Okay, here's the new thing. If you got kids, I know you don't. If you have teenage kids, you got to watch out for this. Here's what kids are doing these days to get a quick high. Vodka-infused tampons.
What?
You see? I gotcha.
Dude,
yeah.
That was genuine.
Yeah, so what they do is they'll take a super tampon and they'll soak it in vodka. And then they'll stick it in their tampon hole.
What?
Yep. And then it doesn't get on your breath. You can pass a breathalyzer, and it goes right into your bloodstream And that way, no stomach acids are attacking it and counteracting the alcohol. And
but it's fucked up.
And they said it's not just in poverty-stricken or crime-ridden areas. It's everywhere. So parents, look out. If your kids have access to tampons and vodka, just make sure they're using them in the right way. They said even boys are using these and sticking them up their poop.
What?
Yeah. And then they... Then they went on to talk about how people are doing rectal beer bongs and they're just like Steve-O-ing it right into the cornhole.
That is wrong.
just... And so that way it's not on your breath. And they showed a little thing where they put the tampon in there. A super tampon holds up to a little over than more than a shot of vodka. So if you're sticking a shot of vodka in your vagina...
It seems kind of wasteful. Vajanka. Like, you should, like, suck it dry after you get done with it, you know?
That gives a whole new meaning to the term Bloody Mary, doesn't it?
Okay. I love that.
So, yeah, watch out. I mean, it's gone from bath salts
that
to
is crazy.
Vodka so infused.
Have you guys ever done bath salts?
No.
I have not.
I've taken baths with bath salts.
So, all we've done is really heard about this stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. I've seen videos.
So the neighbor.
Actually, not for sure it's actually for real.
No. Well, it's pretty documented.
Well, it's not actual bath salts, though.
They sell them.
It's like the street name for...
I'm just saying we need to get somebody in here who's actually done it.
All right.
Or someone that'll come in and do them.
Yeah.
On the show.
Yeah, and we'll make sure that everything's cool for like at least 5 minutes while you're on it.
And I'd heard of the vodka-infused Skittles, but not vodka-infused tampons.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of weird stuff like that, my wife just bought some herbs over the weekend at the farmer's market, and she got some salvia.
Oh, yeah. I bought that at Fred Meyer's.
We're growing that shit, man. We're going to get wasted this summer.
I can't grow a plant to save my fucking life, and I hope it never comes down to that.
Okay, here's the next segment on what? Have you heard of this? They got new vegetarian Hot Pockets.
What?
Yep. It's for people who don't like meat, but they still enjoy diarrhea. I made that up. But no, it's a real thing, vegetarian Hot Pockets. I don't know what they're trying to get at with that, but that makes me sad.
Yeah.
They probably had some leftover vegetables.
Something.
That they scraped off the floor. Some fake cheese. I can't do Hot Pockets anymore. I've tried.
How do you do a Hot Pocket?
You just stick your dick in it.
What are you going to pick?
But if it's too hot, you know, you'll get burns.
Hot Pocket Burn Baby?
Yeah.
Hot Pocket Burn Baby.
Yeah, it's like the fleshlight, but it's like flesh pocket.
What are you going to fuck? Flesh pocket.
Have you seen those fleshlights?
I've seen a jack-off light. I've heard of the fleshlight.
Yeah, yeah, it's the same thing. It's a brand name, I think.
What is it, a penis flashlight?
Yeah, well, no, it's a pocket pussy and a flashlight.
Well, that's handy.
Yeah, or blowjob lips, or... They got butts and stuff, too. And
blowjob lips.
Yep.
Hi, I'm blowjob lips.
It just looks like a mag light, I think. Like, you know.
That's fucked up.
It's funny, though. Yeah.
And you just fuck it?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah. You can check them out online. They got a whole variety.
Can you get that at Dick Towel, too?
They, yeah. The Dick Towel thing. Did you check that out?
I did. DickTowel.com. It's a towel that you wrap around your waist after you get out of the shower, but it still shows your dick.
Yeah.
But it doesn't show your dick. It's got a picture of a dick on the front of it.
Yeah, it's got a small... You can wrap it around, and it's got a small wiener on one end, or you can wrap the other way, and it's got a huge, like, down to your knees. And then they have the woman's one, too, that's all shaven, and then the other one's hairy.
You got a fur bikini, lady. Put
yeah,
that
and
thing
I think,
away.
Yeah, it's also got, the small boobs, and then the other one's got big ones or something. I can't remember. But they should sponsor us. That's the second time we've sold at least one Dick Towel.
I don't even know if they've heard of us.
Is there a Dick Towel head?
Probably. I've met a couple of them. Dick Towel. Hey, sometime before this episode's over, we got to try calling Pat.
Again. All right. Let's do it right now.
You want to?
Yeah, where's Pat?
Before we do that, let's touch on our What's in Hans's CD Player segment. Last week, weird enough, it was Heartbreaker by Free.
Heartbreaker! That song?
No.
Is that even any Heartbreaker song?
I think that was Hot Pocket.
It was.
No, today in Hans's CD Player is U.S. Christmas, Eat the Low Dogs.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Rock on. And he just ordered...
Which one is the name of the band?
U.S. Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
they are
good.
Is
it a Christmas album?
No, it's a Christmas band. It's led by Santa Claus.
Oh,
no, they're just a good doom band with a weird name.
Can I? Have you ever heard of Journey?
The band?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where were they going? Where was this journey going? Did they ever go there? Was it ever talked about? I mean,
all their
it is kind of a funny thing, but
were kind of a name
escape
of evolution,
right?
Infinity,
so
departure.
Was there
escape?
Like a certain thing that they were trying to like go to?
They were trying to make money.
All right. Oh, Sherry.
That's not even Journey. That's Steve.
I know it
Steve
is, but it's still
Perry.
I know it's Steve Perry, but it's still like what I think of when I think of Steve Perry.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, let me get my phone out here. Uh-oh.
All right.
Where do I got?
Where's Pat?
Looks like I got a text message from Dave Wilson.
Oh, really?
He said, Rod Black talked highly of me last night.
Oh, yeah.
He must have been really stoned. He was high. Okay, so Pat Wambacher is our old friend who used to stay in touch with us, and he used to listen to our podcast, but I think he...
He still listens, right?
He better.
He's probably busy.
Yeah. I'm going to guess that he's probably unavailable.
Yeah.
But
let's give it a try.
If he answers the phone, I ain't going to know what to do.
I know what to do.
What to do. Okay, so this is our segment called Where's Pat?
Where's Pat?
He's being a full-time dad for the summer.
Right on.
And a full-time worker.
Kids down for the summer.
A full-time husband. I think we're going to get his
wife just graduated, right?
Yeah.
From college?
She's a college
not
graduate.
Not from high school, but from college.
Yeah, he likes them young. Class of 2012.
Yeah, it is. That isn't Pat. That's Pat's voicemail.
Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Do you ever press 5? Do you ever leave
Pat
a callback number?
Wambacher.
Hey. On the podcast.
Hey. Oh, we're on speakerphone. We're calling you again. You should listen to episode 10 and sync it up with your voicemail. And then you can listen to these in stereo. So one of these times, you got to answer your phone, bro.
Yeah, Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Tuesdays
about 6. So we'll put your... You can want to come on as a guest. You can bring your kids. All right.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I hope you can hear me pretty good. But anyway, bye, Pat. Thanks for being
bye.
On the show. See you. That ain't never going to work.
He's never going to answer the phone. Now he
knows.
Yeah.
I know.
I heard he was cracking up about it the other day, though. That's what I heard on the sly.
Who'd
but
you hear
I don't know if he would... Dave
Wambacher.
Can we drop his name? He's going to be a cunt. He's going to be a guest upcoming.
He's going to be a cunt?
Yeah.
He's going to be a cunt.
He is going to be on a show here coming up in a few weeks.
Awesome.
He's excited to do that.
Is he going to want to talk sports?
No.
Why not?
Well, he would talk sports, but I don't know. Do we really talk sports here?
No.
Well, I got a sports segment we could go with.
What do you got?
Nothing.
Dude, that was a total
I didn't know
setup.
You were going to go for it.
You know I hate sports.
No, you do hate sports. Why do you hate sports?
I don't know so much that I hate them. I
don't
know.
You said you did.
Got a bad taste in your mouth in school.
No, I was never molested in school.
No.
Or did you, was Sandusky
no,
your coach?
No. You guys.
That guy was only, he was only wrestling with those kids in the shower, which is perfectly normal to do for a coach.
Stop picking on me. I can't get my shit to work right now.
So... What were we just talking about something?
I think I passed out again. We were talking about why I don't like sports.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I guess it was kind of like that. We talked about it before. I just kind of paid more attention to my guitar and listening to the radio.
Oh, I thought
radio.
That was video games.
That, too. That's why I don't like video games or sports on video games.
Yeah. Like, you don't play Madden?
I play bowling and golf.
That's cool.
Oh,
yeah.
Listen to that.
I want to bet
what's
this last
noise?
Weekend on the golf match. I think I talked to you about this,
yeah.
Jeff. The line was 1.5 points.
Yeah.
So if as long as the winner did better than one or better.
Right.
And that was the winner was a +1. So I was like right on there.
Right on.
I won a rock star.
I mean, I rushed home after that show on
Sunday. Oh, yeah?
So who'd you get?
The end of the match.
Did you get the guy from Nickelback or guy from... You said you won a rock star?
Oh, I won Tommy Shaw.
That's right.
Wow. He's kind of washed up, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. It wasn't like one of those 24-ouncer ones.
It was kind of washed down, watered
yeah.
down.
Yeah, it was half watered down, one of those nasty-tasting coconut water ones.
Wow. All right, so you got it. You said you didn't have any really topics to talk about?
No, I had the Journey thing.
Did you hear what happened to Alec Baldwin?
What happened to Alec Baldwin?
He punched a photographer in the face.
Nice.
Because he was trying to get a wedding. He got a wedding license or marriage license, and he was coming out with his fiance.
Beyonce?
Yeah, he's marrying Beyonce. No, no, he's not. But
he would have to take her last name.
So he punched the dude in the face, and then I clicked on another story that was related. He was recently kicked off of a plane for playing Words with Friends.
Yeah, he was.
And he wouldn't turn it off. He got all pissed. He's like, no.
He got a commercial out of the deal. I mean,
oh, U.S. Airlines?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What okay. about Brett Favre getting that commercial after the cell phone scandal?
What's the cell phone scandal?
Where he was passing around sending...
He was sexting.
Yeah, he was sending pictures of his Wang to Vera Wang or somebody. And he's
what?
Married. But now he's got a commercial
what?
Talking about how...
What?
To Vera what?
Vera what?
Wang.
Yes.
No, it wasn't Vera Wang, but he was sending pictures, and then now he's got a commercial talking about how roomy the new pants are from Wrangler or whatever.
Ooh.
It's got room where you need it.
That's important.
I know. It's like you can't take that guy seriously, right? He'll roll with it. That's cool, right? That he can laugh with himself.
I guess.
Or at himself.
I don't know what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Or what he's going to do, except for roll with it.
What you going to do when you say goodbye?
Who's that?
What you going to do when she is gone? Who is that? That's some deep voiced.
Is that like Pablo Cruz?
Is it Pablo Cruz?
I don't know.
I think it might be. Is that Pablo?
Pablo! Pablo!
Somebody send us a fucking letter and tell us if that's Pablo Cruz or not. Because I get lonely that none of our listeners send us letters.
I told them we don't need them fuckers.
All right.
We just need them all to send us a dollar so we can keep going next month.
That would be cool. You could go up to the Amazon link. Anytime you go to Amazon or you want to shop at Amazon, if you go to our website instead and click on the link through there, it's just like you just clicked on Amazon. But instead, we get a cut.
Yeah.
We're and it ain't much, but I mean, it just helps us out. And you still get great savings. You can buy strings there if you like strings or picks. You can buy multiples there on great deals, like $30 for a dozen strings.
Kite strings.
Kite strings are even cheaper. Yep. Anal string beads. They even sell those on Amazon if you really want.
I heard they sold black pussy.
You can buy you can buy yodeling pickle.
Yodeling.
Yeah, and they also sell chocolate starfish.
Ooh, do they sell hot dog flavored water with that?
They might.
Hey, that's a good thing to talk about. That's stupid.
Starfish?
No, yeah, you know that guy from Red Cap from Limp Bizkit, old Fred Durst.
Oh, Fred Durst.
He got his own sitcom.
Yeah.
In what country?
In America. Yeah. Exactly. On CBS. And he's cool enough that they're going to name it after him. It's called Douchebag. It's supposed to be coming out, but that's really what it's called. And it's an autobiographical script that he wrote about himself. And it's funny that it's called Douchebag.
Speaking of country, real quick, I was checking our stats. We had one download in Bangladesh.
Oh, I wonder if they can understand what we say
in
Bangladesh.
And the other podcast that I do, the Sick Daddy one, there's like 50 downloads from China. It's pretty popular in China.
What the fuck are you doing in China, dude?
Huge underground music.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like actually the second most downloaded country. It was cool.
Wow.
Yeah, that was...
Well, they like metal over there, don't they?
Yeah, I don't know what they love because I don't know if they're even... I don't know. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's true too. They like Western culture. The younger people, they're starting to get more Western civilized.
You remember we were talking last week about this rock Bible?
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to go through and highlight it. Plus, Tim would have got pissed at me if I was writing in his book. But
yeah.
Shout out to Tim Wilkinson for this book that he let me borrow. He let me borrow some records I talked about. Been listening to those.
The Guinness book?
No.
Oh.
Vinyl records. It's like how much vinyl? It's the biggest piece of vinyl ever. It's a record.
Probably is.
This is a psalm of the band. It says any musician should own and have listened to at least 1,000 records before ever forming a band.
Oh, that's mandatory.
Records are cheap. Yeah. If all you're ever
which thousand would you listen to?
If all you've ever heard is music on the radio or a limited selection of songs from your own generation, you'll never be capable of writing a decent song.
That's
true. I know this has got a lot of good points in it. You can't have a good band without a good drummer. But the drummer always breaks up the band, so that's a bummer. And being a great musician doesn't matter if the music you play is boring. Nickelback. Right?
Yeah.
The music you play is
boring. Yeah,
no, I was just saying. I tried to push my button, but it didn't work. I had to drop. Unless your name happens to be Hitler or date rape, you have no excuse to convert your last name to that of your band's name. Nobody wants to shake hands with Timmy Falsecock.
That's funny.
Yeah. Never play your drummer's kit without prior express permission.
No shit.
He will kill you.
Yeah.
So there's lots of good points.
Nice.
You could probably get this at Amazon.
What was that first one?
It says you should, unless you've listened to over 1,000 records, you should at least listen to 1,000 records before ever forming a band. Because if all you've ever heard is music from the radio or a limited selection of songs from your own generation, you'll never be capable of writing a decent song.
Yeah, I like that. I had something, but then it flew away.
I think I've heard 1,000 records.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
1,000 bands.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
I was watching some Prince solos on YouTube the other day. That's some pretty crazy stuff that guy does.
You were watching
Prince?
He's like
5'2". Yeah.
He's 5'2". Is he really that short?
Yeah. That's why he wears heels on interviews and stuff. I saw him on the George Lopez show.
I thought he wore heels because he was gay.
I don't know if he's gay. He's always dated models.
Yeah.
I mean, you might be able to throw... I don't know.
He might be freaky, but he ain't gay.
Ew.
I mean, I don't know if anybody really parties. Did we talk about this last time? I don't know if anybody ever really gets like Elton John gay or bi anymore, right?
I wouldn't.
Like the big elaborate Coke parties where, you know, you're not really even, you're just sticking it wherever.
Ooh.
Well, that happens all the time.
You think so? It still happens in Hollywood?
Yeah.
I know it was when Coke was big.
Not specifically in Hollywood, but I'm sure that it happened.
Yeah, that's what I imagine when Elton John parties. It's kind of like the giant old Coke on
vaginal?
Dick party. Yeah, a big old vaginal and Coke on dick party.
I that's so gay. I don't know. It's just weird.
Well, if you said it, I can't believe you said it.
Well... You know, there's nothing wrong with that. Like I said before, I love gay. We were talking about this before you got here, Jeff. We love gay people. It's God that hates fags.
Yes.
Because I saw it on a sign. Some protesters said that God hates them.
There's always a guy next to that guy, though, that goes,
fuck this guy.
Yeah, fuck this guy.
With a
yeah.
There was another one. They changed it to God hates metal.
Yeah, and then there was the fuck this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what God hates? He hates AIDS. AIDS.
You know it's worse than biting into an apple and finding half a worm?
No.
AIDS. AIDS is worse.
AIDS is worse.
Yeah. You know what happened when the lemon got butt raped?
No.
They got lemonades. I did not write those.
Who did?
I have no clue.
I'm out of here.
All right, Fred.
Hey, boo-boo. Hey, you know how many jokes were going around about Chuck Norris a while back? What happened to those? Are they done now?
Is it not
Charles Bronson?
Charles Bronson's the man. It ain't no Chuck Norris. But I don't know, because I always question this with people. And my girlfriend, Kim, she used to teach martial arts.
Really?
And is a black belt. And
did she ever kick your ass?
No.
Oh.
She told me that Chuck Norris is the only guy to stand still unflinching while he took 10 kicks to the groin.
Well, like
not even flinching, like consecutive kicks. Yeah. I'm like, why? Well,
he's got balls of steel.
How many people are trying that though?
He's got balls of steel. That's all.
I don't see many people going, "Hey, kick me in the balls 10 times, see if I could stand up." Maybe he's the only guy that's tried that.
Well, Johnny Knox will like to do that.
Yeah, that's true too.
But balls of steel. What was I getting at? Why would you want to get kicked in the balls that?
Yeah,
many?
I don't even know.
It doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. What was those old movies? Yeah, The Mission. He had an old series of movies.
Norris?
Yeah.
I thought he just sold like a weightlifting machine.
He sells weightlifting machines now. I don't know where. I don't know. I don't. They kind of. I don't know. Maybe I'm too non-hip to be on the Chuck Norris joke bandwagon.
It was kind of a passing phase, yeah. I guess. But
I think it's still kind of popular.
I know there's a lot of apps
not
and stuff that have
as
like,
popular.
Not,
but I guess I don't
popular.
See it anymore. It's more that damn
Yankees
Charlie in the Chocolate Factory meme going around everywhere. You know what I'm talking about?
Charlie in the Chocolate Factory?
Yeah, the Gene Wilder picture, and then
oh, the meme?
Say something stupid.
Yeah.
Is it a meme?
You got a sick mind.
Is that how you say it?
A meme? Or is it a meme?
I always called it a meme.
Meme. Mama. Mama.
I don't even know. Mama. I've never heard anybody
Mama.
Say it.
Meme. Mama. Mama.
Mimi.
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 Mama.
Mimi. Did you Mama. Ever watch The Muppets when you were a kid, speaking of Beaker?
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Who didn't watch The Muppets?
I don't know.
The Muppet Show. Actually, yeah. I was first introduced on The Muppets on Saturday Night Live, which was weird. Jim
really?
Henson's Muppets used to do some weird things on there, and they had that big stone face thing that kind of looked like the Sphinx, and he was like,
bruh, bruh, bruh. The That's eagle?
No, he was no the Sphinx.
Oh.
Sphinxster.
I don't remember this.
It's a sphinxster. It was a big anal muscle. It was located in his asshole. No, that's the, and then like, I don't know, I saw him on, I guess they were on a little bit on Sesame Street, huh?
Yeah. So. Yeah. I always liked the old bickering guys.
Oh, the hecklers in the,
yeah, the hecklers up in the corner.
They were actually on
maybe they were a comic influence.
They were on the comedy awards actually not too long ago. And they were kind of funny.
Right on.
And I saw a thing about Louis C.K. Did you ever hear the thing about him accusing Dane Cook of stealing some of his jokes?
I did.
Okay, well, then there was a thing on one of the new episodes of his show, Louis, where Dane Cook actually came on there and they portrayed a scene that he was pissed because he's like, I didn't steal your jokes. It's like, I've got a ton of good material. Why would I steal 3 of your jokes and tell them? He goes, like, I'm not saying that you did it on purpose. I'm saying maybe you heard them and you just kind of got sloppy and thought that maybe you thought of it. And he's getting all mad, but it was just, I'd never heard that Dane Cook was accused of stealing.
I had never heard that either.
Huh. Weird.
Well, I believe that can happen, though, that, you know, you could subliminally...
If you're going to a lot of comedy shows and seeing a lot of people, you might think of something funny and go, well, that's funny. Did I just think of that?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, that wasn't me.
Do you think that's as you play shows, do you think that's a danger for your act?
It is. It gets to where, like, I see a lot of comics so much that I can, like, recite their shit, you know, when I'm telling friends about it and stuff, and I can almost
do it.
So if
you have
verbatim.
A similar topic, you might...
Yeah, and then I
throw
think
in was, some same points.
Or, yeah, and I try not to do that because that's a. I mean,
yeah.
I guess if you're name dropping and saying, "Well, this person said this, and here's my take on what they said," then it's not so much like plagiarism or whatever they.
So
call
if you
it.
Mention their name while you're on stage, if you give them a little shout out, you right, mean
say, like say, "Yeah, my friend, so and so said this."
Cool.
Well, I think
that's good to know the. What do you call that? The good manners in that situation, right?
Yeah, I suppose. I got to.
I
be
did
careful.
Not know that.
You do got to be careful. I
oh,
did
of
not
course.
Know that. I did not know that. So when
I'm
are we getting to
sued
our
for that?
When are we getting to our sports thing?
What are you, up to the minute.
I'll talk about sports.
All right. What do you want to talk about, Jeff? Do you watch the NBA finals?
You know, just some of it.
Yeah.
Like have the TV on, doing something else.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, LeBron's been lighting it up. I hear.
What, marijuana?
Yeah,
I don't get ESPN or TNT, you know? I just get the basic cable package. So when the finals come on ABC, it's like the basketball season just started for me.
Oh. Exactly. You got a lot of catching up to do then?
Yeah, I don't watch any of the regular season. It's I don't know, man. Because
300 games.
I have to be a Blazers fan, right? You know, because I was, and, you know. And
I don't think any of them are any good.
that. I don't, you know, I mean, I'm just kind of out of basketball, you know, after the whole strike thing.
So, I mean, that are real Trailblazer fans, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and I like the Blazers, you know. I'm not dogging on them or anything, you know. I go to games occasionally and stuff, and I'll support them and stuff, you know, but I'll also, you know, just make jokes and stuff like that and flick shit.
Pretty soon we're going to have the Blazer Wookiee on the show, right?
Yeah, Blazer Wookiee.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dave Wambaugh.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay. He's the actual Blazer Wookiee.
So he
is the Blazer Wookiee. He's like, he goes up to the games all the time. He had season tickets for the last 2 years before this one.
Wow.
But yeah, it just burned me out on basketball when they couldn't like come to terms between the both sides really seemed greedy and neither side really seemed to have in mind the fans, you know, and so that kind of bothered me because it was only they were fighting between like 49% and 52%. You know, it's
what does that all mean?
It's a few million probably to them overall, billion, but it doesn't matter at that point.
Here's my take on professional sports.
Yeah.
I mean, I know a lot of people out there are just, they live their lives through their sports and everything they do.
Yeah.
But when I watch professional basketball or when I watch professional football or anything, baseball,
mm-hmm.
I just can't get it out of my head that they're all a bunch of prima donnas.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of them are. Yeah, you know, I mean, but they lived.
They don't have, you know, they do exactly what it takes, you know, that second to get mm-hmm. the job done. But they aren't putting out anything extra.
Well, you got to figure how they were raised, though, because they probably started off in peewee leagues, and they were probably heads and above the best probably players in their league.
Whoever was
peewee.
In their league.
Yeah.
And then they get to middle school and high school, and they're probably still like in their top players in their league. They're probably fastest runners and stuff like that. And then they get to college and, you know, it kind of saturates a little because of some, you know, the cream rises, of course, you know.
Yeah. So,
and so you've always been the best player, especially as far as like wide receivers, you know, because they have no control of when they get the ball. You know, they just have no control.
All over the fucking place.
Yeah, they're just like, give it to me. I can make a play because, you know, of course they think that every time.
Yeah.
They can.
Right.
But, it's, you know, I don't know. It's they are prima donnas, though. I think so.
Sports does kind of suck.
Yeah, you know, and I don't. I like my teams and stuff, and I love my teams, but I don't like live or die.
I love my Ducks.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
So Beavers.
I do get it. I mean, I get what people say excitement is, but it just watching them just bucks the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
I like going to a baseball game and watching live. So fun.
What?
Just kidding. That's one of the most, that's like watching golf. It's like that's why they have the seventh inning stretch so you can stand up and go, God, isn't this thing over yet?
I just like gambling on sports. Even if it's not a good bet, I'll probably take it.
Why
just to gamble
against the odds?
Yeah, just,
are you a compulsive gambler?
Maybe. Dun, dun, dun. You seen me down at the cigarette store playing the machines.
Charles Barkley, what he claimed that he lost what $50 million.
Oh yeah, he was in big. I think to the casinos, he owed him money.
Million?
Yeah,
some incredible amount.
Yeah,
well, a lot of those guys make so much money; it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, especially nowadays. And but compared to those older players, you know, they make in 1 year what those guys made in their careers.
Exactly. Yeah,
it's silly.
It is silly.
All right, fuck sports.
That's right, fuck sports. Dun, 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 dun. We'll talk about sports maybe one more time on the podcast when we get Dave Wambaugh in here,
sports.
And we get Dave Wilson in here, and we won't let him talk about. Well, he's going to talk about hair metal, right?
Yeah.
How are we doing on time anyway? Should we get to plugs at some point?
All right, yeah. What kind of plugs you got?
Just some shows coming up. We didn't talk about it on here yet, but Tiger Bar. Oh, yeah, before we get to this, 30-pound test advanced to the next
round. They did. They won.
Battle of the Bands.
Congratulations to those guys. I went and saw them. That was fantastic. There's a lot of people up there supporting. A lot of people came up to the stage. Jim was there, Jeannie and Charlie, Julie. A few different people. Kim and I went up, and we had a great time. It was really cool.
So then they're going to advance to the next round. I think you got three more rounds to go, and then they have a possibility of getting on.
It's an interesting setup how it is, because the next round already has three bands that were already on the bill.
Yeah, they were bracketed.
They had to play in to this gig.
I think people who applied later had to make their way into the contest.
Maybe that's what it was.
They had an initial 75 bands that submitted
kits or whatever to Rod Black, and then they chose out of that. And
what
made
was
a pool.
Cool was that they got the money from the door for winning.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the $2, and then the next show is $6 and on a Friday instead of a Monday.
Yeah, so I think all those shows are going on at the Tiger Bar until they...
Yeah, it's a cool place. I really dug it. They got French fry specials.
Specialty French fries.
I'm going to... Let's hit them up for a sponsor.
Yeah, for sure.
That'd be cool, you know? Yeah.
I'll talk to them on Friday.
It's a place. Maybe it's from Albany.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody was saying that they went to school with somebody that was there, bartender maybe. Yeah, or
somebody knows somebody that somebody knows.
Yeah, but it was a really cool place.
So, yeah, I'll be up there. Maybe I could talk to him on Friday, this Friday, 2 days from today, because today's Wednesday. It'll be June 22nd, 9 p.m. at Tiger Bar, which is 317 Northwest Broadway up there in Portland. It's going
to
be $6 at the door, $6. $21 and over. It's the Chronicles of Rock Summer of Doom show.
Summer of Doom.
With Wolf Pussy, Pink Zilla, Doom Sower, and Grief Hammer. So that'll be cool. The next night, which is this Saturday, I'll be down at the Green Room Comedy Club opening for Todd Armstrong and Seth Milstein. He's from Portland. He's a real funny dude.
Do they have paint on the walls there?
It is. It's green, and they got green. Wow. They got these cool, like, weird, clear tables that glow green, and it's a really cool place. It's pretty small, but
green.
It's pretty sweet.
Is there any smoking green in there?
No, you got to go outside in the alleyway to do that. Then the next Friday after that, the 29th, is more comedy with me and Chris Castles and some other people at Wandering Goat, which is all ages. It's
going
to be a late show.
Where is he going? I want to know where that goat's going.
He just wanders around in circles. That's all he does. And then the next night, which is Saturday, June 30th, Dixie Creek Saloon. Shout out to them with Black Hair, Paper Train, Gnosis, and me and Dustin's
band. Sons of Confusion.
Yep, we'll have some copies of our CD for sale there.
And no, we're not going to play Rock Your Ass.
Nope. That was something that you had to get in on early if you want to see that shit. And then July 6th at Indie Pizza in Independence, we're doing a benefit for our fellow comedian Boomer, whose dog got attacked. That was one of the what's. It got stabbed 8 times.
And I said he should start a rap band like 50 Cent did.
Oh, yeah. 50 Cent got shot 9 times. Yeah. So that's with Will Woodruff and myself and a bunch of other comics donating our time for raising money for Boomer's dog. And, man, we got a lot of shows. Dixie Creek Saloon, Saturday, July 7th with our host, Dustin Gatchel. Comedy Showcase number 2 with Don Frost down from Portland.
That's going to be fun. Awesome.
Josh Finch, myself, Seth Milstein, Carmichael McGee, and then Lame Fest, which we decided last episode. It's not lame. July 20th, it's in Salem, out a little east of Salem at the A-Frame. It's like 20 bands. There's like metal, hip hop. I heard Witchburn is going to be playing there.
Really?
Yeah. And they got a dedicated stage for comedy. And I'm going to be telling some jokes out there. That's July 20th. It's all ages, all day, free, not lame. And I think that's it. Zach Rowe has a show coming up, but the details aren't finished up for Saturday, August 11th at the Riverside Community Center. It's going to be like 10 bands or 7 bands or something.
Dave was asking me about that the other day.
Yeah, it's a fundraiser for the food bank. And so he's having a little trouble with bands getting back to him. Hey, bands, if any bands are listening, get back to your promoters. It's only common courtesy. If you can't do it or if you're waiting to hear from your other bandmates, call a dude back and say, hey, I'm waiting to hear from my bandmates.
People are understanding if you're just in communication, and it's easy to forget and stuff like that, and you know, just out of mind kind of a
thing.
Don't
be afraid to say no because you think it's going to burn a bridge or something. Just call them back because you know it's a tough thing to get
everybody's got
all the bands
on,
together,
you know?
On the same night and get the venue booked and all that stuff. And so shout out to all those concert bookers who do such a great job. That's not an easy job. And other than that, I know Norska is bringing some cool bands to the Dixie, but I'm not know the date. It's July 21st, maybe, but...
At the Dixie?
Yeah. And
that's not the 21st. No. July 21st is Junior Ramey.
Okay, well, it's one of those weekends. It's going to be Norska and some other really cool bands. Yeah. Oh, that Nether Regions is coming down.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I still have
guys playing 420 with them.
We'll have more information about that show.
I met a random dude at the Pioneer Picnic on a Yob 420, that flyer shirt that they have for him. And he's like, hey, don't you remember me? And I was like, it's one of those deals. No, I don't. And he's like, well, didn't you play for Void? And I was like, yeah. And then we got to talking, and he was friends with Travis, grew up in Albany, and lives in Eugene now. But can't remember his name. He's supposed to be hitting me up on Facebook, but it was kind of random to run into him, and he had his Yob shirt on, and it was kind of cool. Run into some dude that I did not know, but that might bring us almost to the end of this episode, is it not?
Next episode, we're going to have a special guest.
All the way from Boston.
All the way from Boston. And
his name's Barry.
Barry O'Toole.
Barry O'Toole. He used to listen to the Aerosmith and the Cars a lot.
Yeah.
Hey, I just got one thing to say. Everybody can get a chance to go down and check out the Blair Alley Vintage Arcade in Eugene.
Really?
Yeah, it's just so cool. Those guys got like 36 pinball machines.
So that's
love pinball.
There's a new place too.
Brewery. I'm not sure what street it's on, but it's
so this isn't the same place that you're. There's a place down there now called Level Up. That's an all arcade with pinball machines.
It's way better than that.
Is it better than that?
Yeah, yeah.
They're starting to have some comedy shows there, but yeah, I heard after it's like a bar arcade. You can drink.
This place is a bar arcade.
Maybe we can
kind of like Ground Control.
Right directly behind Ninkazu Brewery.
Maybe we can hook them up for a sponsor to get along. Long-term,
we will talk about you on your show.
Yeah, we would love to get a few more sponsors. And
at least 50 people listen to our show. So
in the first week, you know, we get 50 downloads. It's an economical discount at $5 right now. But speaking of the Dixie, who is is our sponsor for this episode, they're looking for a more singer-songwriter, like a solo duo acoustic acts that want to play outside on Sundays. It's a great thing. They got tables out there. It's in the grass. It's the acoustics are great. There's a smoke machine, aka the people behind there burning a bunch of paper trying to smoke us out of there, and the wind taking it up and blowing it right at us. No, but it's a great atmosphere and stuff, and it's really cool. And if you're interested in playing down there, get a hold of Jake at the Dixie, and he'll hook you up.
Yeah, it's a fun place to play, and they're real very accommodating to the bands.
Have drinks,
it's fun.
And you can play a show there, and your friends don't have to pay to get in.
And you can bring your kids with a parent. So,
all right, do you feel any different, dude? We made double digits today. It's our 10th episode.
I do. Right. I feel a little different, but probably from smoking.
It's been about a month of podcasting now. I'm kind of digging it.
I know, it's fun. I'm feeling.
We appreciate you listeners tuning in and everything. I guess we're going to head out now, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Another shout out to Floyd for our outro music.
Yes,
we like to use this every time. So tune in on Friday for episode 11.
Rock on.
And metal.
Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.